理课堂听 class.com
Chapter 4 As I'm sure you know, whenever there is a mirror around, it is almost impossible not to take a look at yourself. Even though we all know what we look like, we all like just to look at our reflections, if only to see how we're doing. As the Baudelaire orphans waited outside the office to meet their new guardian, they looked in a mirror hanging in the hallway and saw at once that they were not doing so well. The children looked tired, and they looked hungry. Violet's hair was covered in small pieces of bark. Klaus's glasses were hanging askew, a phrase which here means tilted to one side from leaning over logs the entire morning. And there were small pieces of wood stuck in Sonny's four teeth from using them as debarkers. Behind them, reflected in the mirror, was a painting of the seashore, which was hanging on the opposite wall, which made them feel even worse, because the seashore always made them remember that terrible, terrible day when the three siblings went to the beach and soon received the news from Mr. Poe that their parents had died. The children stared at their own reflections and stared at the painting of the seashore behind them, and it was almost unbearable to think about everything that had happened to them since that day. If someone had told me, Violet said, that day at the beach, that before long I'd find myself living at the Lucky Smells lumber mill, I would have said they were crazy. If someone had told me, Klaus said, that day at the beach, that before long I'd find myself pursued by a greedy, evil man named Count Olaf, I would have said they were insane. Wara, Sonny said, which meant something like, if someone had told me that day at the beach that before long I'd find myself using my four teeth to scrape the bark off trees, I would have said they were psychoneurotically disturbed. The dismayed orphans looked at their reflections, and their dismayed reflections looked back at them. For several moments, the Baudelaire stood and pondered the mysterious way their lives were going, and they were thinking so hard about it that they jumped a little when somebody spoke. You must be Violet, Klaus, and Sonny Baudelaire, the somebody said, and the children turned to see a very tall man with very short hair. He was wearing a bright blue vest and holding a peach. He smiled and walked toward them, but then frowned as he drew closer. Why, you're covered in pieces of bark, he said. I hope you haven't been hanging around the lumber mill. That can be very dangerous for small children. Violet looked at the peach and wondered if she dared ask for a bite. We've been working there all morning, she said. The man frowned. Working there? Klaus looked at the peach and had to stop himself from grabbing it right out of the man's hand. Yes, he said. We received your instructions and went right to work. Today was a new log day. The man scratched his head. Instructions? He asked. What in the world are you talking about? Sonny looked at the peach, and it was all she could do not to leap up and sink her teeth right into it. Malub, she shrieked, which must have meant something like, we're talking about the typed note that told us to go to work at the lumber mill. Well, I don't understand how three people as young as yourselves were put to work in the lumber mill, but please accept my humblest apologies, and let me tell you that it will not happen again. Why, you're children, for goodness sake! You will be treated as members of the family! The orphans looked at one another. Could it be that their horrible experiences in Poultryville were just a mistake? You mean we don't have to debark any more logs? Violet asked. Of course not, the man said. I can't believe you are even allowed inside. Why, there are some nasty machines in there. I'm going to speak to your new guardian about it immediately. You're not our new guardian? Klaus asked. Oh, no, the man said. Forgive me for not introducing myself. My name is Charles, and it's very nice to have the three of you here at Lucky Smells Lumber Mill. It's very nice to be here, Violet lied politely. I find that difficult to believe, Charles said, seeing as you've been forced to work in the mill, but let's put that behind us and have a fresh start. Would you care for a peach? They've had their lunch, came a booming voice, and the orphans whirled around and stared at the man they saw. He was quite short, shorter than Klaus, and dressed in a suit made of a very shiny dark green material that made him look more like a reptile than a person. But what made them stare most was his face, or, rather, the cloud of smoke that was covering his face. The man was smoking a cigar, and the smoke from the cigar covered his entire head. The cloud of smoke made the Baudelaire children very curious as to what his face really looked like, and you may be curious as well, but you will have to take that curiosity to your grave, for I will tell you now, before we go any further, that the Baudelaires never saw this man's face, and neither did I, and neither will you.